Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Monday on this 30th day of November 2020. And I am always thrilled to have my friend, Reverend Jeff Thomas, who is one of my favorite preachers of all time, favorite authors of all time, and also one of my favorite guests on this program of all time. He, beginning in 1965, served for over 50 years as pastor of Alfred Place Baptist Church in Aberystwyth, Wales. He is well known to those who know and love the Banner of Truth because he has written books published by the Banner of Truth, in addition to having preached at many conferences orchestrated by the Banner of Truth. He has also been published by our friends at Heritage Reformed Books. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back for 2 days in a row, today and tomorrow, Tuesday, December 1st, here on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a joy and a responsibility because you're very concerned that the truths of historic Christianity, confessional Christianity of the Church Fathers and the Reformers, the Puritans, the great leaders of the Evangelical Awakening, the Princeton School of the 19th century, and the men of God we've known and have influenced us and moved us so much in the last century and up till today, that you would want to honor that and not say anything that would be alien to those truths, that there would be nothing original, but there would be a fresh declaration and affirmation of that truth. And that's why I love your program, and I'm delighted always to accept your invitations to speak on it.
Praise God. I really am so honored by that fact, more than you'll ever know. And by the way, folks, I misspoke about the name. I seem to get this wrong a lot because of the website. It throws me off. The name of the publisher, the second publisher, in addition to Banner of Truth, is Reformation Heritage Books.
That's right.
I said Heritage Reform Books before. It's Reformation Heritage Books, and their website is heritagebooks.org. That's why that throws me off a lot. Heritagebooks.org, and the Banner of Truth, of course, can be found at banneroftruth.org, banneroftruth.org. And today we are going to be discussing the glorious extravaganza found in the offer of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, that's an interesting title if I ever heard one. Tell us what you mean about a glorious extravaganza.
Right. We take seriously the doctrine of God, that God is light, and in him is no darkness whatsoever. And that then provides the enormous contrast between him, not only in his eternal and infinite might, but in his that contradicts what he is and what he does. And for that God to show forgiveness, it's not just a shrug. It is costly. It's a problem for God. And that problem could only be resolved by the incarnation of his only begotten Son, by his righteous life, and by his redemptive and atoning death. That is the only way in which mercy and forgiveness can come to us. And that is the great uniqueness of the Christian religion. Morally, there are factors like the Ten Commandments in other religions. But for redemption and the propitiation of God's wrath towards us, there is nothing like the message that Christianity declares, the extravagance of the grace and pity and mercy and salvation of God towards ordinary sinners like you and me. And I want to open that up a little bit this afternoon.
And just to clarify, and I am very confident you would agree with me 100%, to clarify what you meant by this is a problem for God, obviously nothing at all is difficult for God. There's no, when we use the term problem, we often use that as a phrase that reveals a person is having difficulty or a hard time with an issue. He has a mountain to climb to use a figure of speech, to overcome something. If somebody has a negative balance in their bank account and they have bills mounting up and they are about to be evicted from their home because of failure to pay mortgage payments, that's a problem and it's something that's difficult for them. But when we say a problem for God, you're not saying that there's something difficult for God.
No. I'm emphasizing what Paul says. He spared not his only Son. It wasn't something that he took in his stride. He said, oh, well, I'll send my Son to the cross, to the incarnation, to the suffering, to the anathema of Golgotha. You know, the immense sacrifice that it was motivated by his love for the world and his love for an innumerable company of men and women, ordinary folk, and that he loved them so much that it cost the incarnate life and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's when we talk about it, there was a God-centeredness. We had a problem of our sins to be forgiven, and he then overcomes that by this act of costly self-denial and incarnation and anathema. That's the thing.
Amen. And when you speak of the glorious extravaganza found in the offer of the gospel of Jesus Christ, tell us exactly what you mean by the offer.
Well, we're saying to men and women, God loves you so much, he's caused you this afternoon to turn on your radio, and he's drawing your attention to this channel and this program, and this man who speaks with a funny accent, and he's caused you not to switch off yet, though this is about religion. And you're not a religious person, but God loves you so much, he's brought you today, and you know there are people who've prayed for you. Your parents prayed for you. Your mother prayed for you. And your wife, you have friends, and you're on a prayer list somewhere. And God has shown his love for you. He's given you a Gideon Bible. He's given you some interest in Christianity. And that shows his love. And in that love, he is saying that if you listen and understand and believe what is being said and do what is being said, when we say, now you must trust this loving God and you must come away from your unbelief and your coldness of heart and the excuses you have brought to justify living without Jesus Christ. And we say, this is the offer God makes. If you do those things, he will bless you with an extravagance of grace. And I'll explain that to you in a moment. That's the offer. Repent and be baptized and confess your sins and trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now
I will forgive you.
Amen.
If you confess your sins, I'll be faithful and just to forgive you your sins. That's the offer.
Amen. And there have been two errors in the church. I'm sure there's many more than two, but as far as this understanding of the offer of the gospel goes, as far as the recipients of this offer, there are those who have, it probably was more of a problem in the past, but I believe that it still exists to a degree. The idea that, and it may be an unconscious thing, not a doctrinal thing that somebody believes a part of their confession or creed, but it's something that they do or don't do just out of the instincts of their corrupted conscience. That would be that they fail to give the gospel to the most openly evil, satanic, and wicked amongst us. They just don't even think it's worth the time. They don't even want to go near these people for any reason. And then, of course, this is a more prevalent one today, especially, I think, in the realm, believe it or not, and it's unfortunate, but I think it exists far too often within Reformed circles. And I don't mean to insult my paedo-baptist friends at all, but I think it is more prevalent amongst paedo-baptists, amongst the Reformed, who either believe doctrinally or they believe in their practice, perhaps unconsciously, in presumptive regeneration. And what I'm speaking of is when their preachers deliver or declare or teach their sermons, they're very often more lectures than sermons, and they're very often more in the realm of lecturing than preaching, but they assume that their hearers are all saved, and therefore they don't really proclaim the gospel to them. They think that, that is for the believers in this congregation to do when they are outside the four walls of this building. They are to go out and proclaim the gospel to the lost. But while we are in this room, my job as a pastor is to merely instruct and encourage and comfort and edify the people of God. So would you agree with me that those are two opposite problems in the church?
Yes, they are. There's not enough passionate pleading and beseeching, as though God, through us, were beseeching unbelievers to come and turn from their unbelief. That's a great weakness, and the selectivity then of thinking that it's the moral people who are going to be responding and not those who are deeply in gross wickedness, that they will never come. And we are fearful of speaking to them. Those are dangerous.
And of course, there are those, and this is probably the most dominant realm of disobeying the command to offer the gospel. There are many modern evangelical churches that are not reformed at all, outside of our camp completely, that are only there to encourage, to build up, to lift up the saints. Very often they're encouraging and lifting up the saints with false teaching. The most prevalent or well-known, or perhaps I should say notorious, poster boy for that, I think, is Joel Osteen, but there are many more alongside him that are known for not preaching the gospel, not assuming that there are lost people in their midst. They speak to sometimes crowds of thousands, depending upon how popular and large these churches are, speaking to these crowds as if every single person is a regenerate, born-again believer. And this is an extremely dangerous thing as well, because it's giving false comfort to people who are on the way to hell. Am I not right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. So I have three things to say in the program.
Great.
Tonight, about the extravagance of the response of God to our plight. And I don't know if you want to have a station break now, Chris, and then I'll come back and start afterwards, or...
Okay, we could do that. I could take an earlier than normal break right now, and this way I'll be less likely to interrupt you in mid-sentence when we have to go to our midway break after that. So if anybody would like to join us on the air with a question, send an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. And please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Now don't go away. We'll be right back with Jeff Thomas right after these messages from our sponsors.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nestle Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World Now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company
who told you they are a good neighbor or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I have been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this: I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to Him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in His infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of His design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in His design. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens and Zion Radio. If you just tuned us in, our guest today for 2 days in a row is Jeff Thomas, the former pastor after 50 years of service at Alfred Place Baptist Church of Aberystwyth, Wales. Day number one today, he is going to be addressing the glorious extravaganza found in the offer of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which he will begin in 3 points momentarily. And tomorrow, on December 1st, he is going to be addressing growing in grace from the last words of Peter in 2 Peter. If anybody has any questions that they'd like to introduce into the discussion, send us an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And as always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside of the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And Jeff, if you could begin with these three major points on our topic today.
Right. I'm raising the subject of the prodigality of the salvation that is found in the Christian faith in Jesus Christ. The matchless extravagance of God's grace towards us. The abundance that there is found in His redemption. And the first thing I want to say to you, that it is found in the completeness of God's forgiveness. How God multiplies His pardon and magnifies His mercy. No matter the number of our sins, sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Sometimes our consciences are overwhelmed by the sheer number and the ceaseless recurrence of our own acts of sin and rebellion, our coldness of heart, our lack of devotion to the mighty God. And we are overwhelmed sometimes by the sheer horrendousness of our transgressions, how we've hurt people who love us and who we love too, the sheer depth of our degradation. And so often sin continually says to us, look, for someone with so many sins and such black stained sins, for you there's no hope. And there is, I know, a great gospel. Yes, but that gospel has its limits. And what you need is unimaginable, unbelievable mercy, an extravagance of forgiveness. But this, the gospel says, is exactly what is being offered to us. There is no condemnation, none at all, to those who are in Christ Jesus. There's not a certain atmosphere of hardness, a frown, a twitching of his eyebrows, a looking away that signifies that all is not well between us and God. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from every sin. Every single sin, it's all been dealt with. It's all been washed away. It is as if it never existed. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool, as white as snow, when you put your trust in Jesus Christ and plead for God's mercy through Christ. The sheer number, the sheer weight of them, the indefensible qualities of our lives. Nothing but extraordinary grace can meet our need. Our lies so provocative, our pride so abominable, our behavior so ungodly, our religion so inconsistent. And this afternoon, we may be impaled upon our own despair and saying, "Ah, I've heard religion, I've heard it all my life." And the devil is saying to us, "There's no hope of peace for you. The burden for you is too great because you need prodigal grace, prodigal forgiveness." Then the good news of Jesus Christ comes and it says to us, that is exactly what we have, an abundance of pardon. And really, I need to get through to my conscience and get through to your consciences as well, that no matter how numerous, how awful our sins have been, then I have authority from the God of the universe, our Creator, that God's grace and the death of Jesus Christ, his atonement, his obedience in the place of my disobedience, that these things are perfectly adequate to ensure that I will receive exactly what I need, an abundance of forgiveness, an extravagant grace that will cover every one of my sins, and that I need to know that before God, and that is what the Christian gospel, that is what the living, loving God is now offering to his creatures. And whoever you are this afternoon, and however appalling the record might be, and how guilty you might feel, how innumerable your sins, how deep your degradation, that here's God's great word to you. You're hearing it because he loves you, and he wants to assure you that there is forgiveness and pardon in the blood of his Son, an abundance and an extravagance. If you come and plead the name and the merits of Jesus Christ as your only hope, and that you ask God for Jesus' sake to pardon you and forgive you, then he doesn't play with us, and he doesn't make us wait and wait. He doesn't say, shed a few more tears, do a few more good works. If we confess, if we come, if we trust, then his answer is total, overwhelming mercy, no condemnation. That is the first great extravagance and superabundance that is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And do you think that the church can be guilty of doing things that take the focus away from those hearers in the pews or in the folding chairs or wherever they're seated in a gathered congregation? Even if it's a good thing, perhaps even a commanded thing to have within a worship service, that perhaps an inappropriate time for a hymn when the sermon's message should be sinking into the mind and heart, or something else. I remember a friend of mine who was a pastor years ago. He used to have the collection at the very end of the service, and I told him, "Brother, I don't think that's a good idea, because you are shifting the attention of your hearers onto something like money, and as important as giving is for the obedient Christian, the lost in the room may have the giving of money as one of their biggest hang-ups, because they don't understand why people are giving money at a church service. But whatever the case is, it's distracting them from the gospel message. It's distracting them from not only the warnings of hell, but the offer of the grace and mercy and love of Christ and so on. Can we be doing something in an appropriate way, even if it's a good thing, because of the timing in our services?
Oh, surely. Well, we can muddle up many things to leave people with a sense of their need, and then to tell them to come and to explain to them what it is to put their trust in Jesus Christ, and just as they are, and to believe in Him, and not to wait for the tingle factor. And they wait and wait, and they want a better gospel, or they want a better preacher, or a better sermon, and all the time they're waiting in the loneliness and isolation now of themselves in the presence of God. We tell them, now respond by believing in Him, by giving your life to Him, by coming to Christ. If your faith is as fine as a spider's thread, as long as it is in Christ, that will take you over the bottomless pit. That will take you over the lake of fire. That will put you down before His presence with exceeding joy. Trust what He says in His word. Put your trust now in Him. And plead for men to come that evening in their hearts. And you can tell them, go and speak to God this evening. In every way, make it as clear as you can. But to turn it to an offering then, or any other, the announcements at the end, it's not an appropriate time for a gospel of Jesus Christ. You want them to be overwhelmed. Can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died He for me, who caused His pain for me, who Him to death pursued? Amazing love. How can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me? That's what they need to go away with and take to God.
And by the way, just to let you know, that pastor took heed to my criticism, and the church years ago stopped having their collection at the very end of the service.
Very good.
Now, what about when we evangelize? Well, before we go on to your second point, which we will go to after the midway break, But when we evangelize, we can make errors in clouding the offer of the gospel. We can speak with pride. We can speak as if we are innately superior to the people that we're evangelizing. We could be bringing up things that may be even important truths, but not crucial to the matter at hand when you're evangelizing a lost person. Sending us on all kinds of rabbit trails in our discussion. Don't you think that there's things that we have to be careful of, even when we're just one-on-one evangelizing?
We do. Oh, dear. It's wonderful when sometimes the conversation goes so easily. My wife at the present time is speaking to a friend of hers, a German lady, and she goes and has coffee with her generally once a week, and she prays there every time that day. She says, oh, help me to speak about the gospel. Help us to talk about her need and how Jesus Christ can meet that need. And then she'll come back and say, how did it go? I was fine, but she, we didn't raise didn't speak about it, and she is praying about it, and I think that is the case with us, especially when you have a long-term relationship, especially with someone in your family, and your husband has said to you, I don't want to hear about it again, or your children, and you're longing to have an opportunity. You're praying for God to give you grace to look on something, and not to be just disapproving, but to create within them a desire to know the one that you know.
Praise God. We do have an anonymous listener. An anonymous listener who says, I have been criticized by other brothers and sisters in Christ for being overly harsh in the way that I warn my own lost children, who are adults, about hell. They say that I should not drive them away by constantly warning them of these things. I think that they are exaggerating in the way that I present the gospel, because I do also make sure that I include the love and mercy of Christ available to those who repent and believe. But can one be too repetitive and harsh in their delivery of a gospel message to their own children when they are speaking of hell?
Of course. Oh, that's, yeah. I always feel I never quite got it right, whatever it was. And I would hide behind Jesus there. And I said, well, you know, Jesus, no one was so kind and tender, gentle Jesus, meek and mild. And yet he's the one who spoke about judgment more than anything else. He wept over Jerusalem's resistance to his ministry. He would have, but they wouldn't, he said. I think what I don't see so easily is a mother coming to me and saying, I don't understand it. I've taken him to church. I prayed for him all his life. And now he's not a Christian. I can't understand it. The voice of grace never speaks like that. We say, he's seen my own inconsistencies. He's seen the way I fail as a Christian, the way I've lost my temper, the way I've done and said things I'm ashamed of. And in spite of all of that, he's come to put his trust in Jesus Christ. How wonderful is the grace of God. You know, you're dealing with children whose hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked, who are at enmity against God. So you shouldn't be surprised if they find any excuse. Oh, my mother told me too much about hell. You know, that is simply an excuse that they are using for not coming as they should to our great Savior.
Yes, but obviously our own brothers and sisters in Christ may have a problem with, I mean, some of our brothers and sisters in Christ, or at least those that profess to be, are in churches that neglect that very important, that vital aspect of evangelism, is to warn about hell. And if they're not used to it, they think that we're doing something wrong.
Of course. Knowing therefore the terrors of the Lord, we beseech men, and that element must be present in the services, and it was present in the preaching of Dr. Lloyd-Jones. And my father's twin brother was a Congregationalist minister who really lost his way theologically. And he didn't preach on the Apostle Paul, because Paul had messed up the simple Galilean gospel of Jesus. And Lloyd-Jones went to Manchester once a year and preached in the Free Trade Hall there, and he went along once to hear him. And he said, all about hell. And it was never like that, never. But he was so sensitive, and he didn't believe in it himself, and so he didn't want to preach this gospel. He used it as an excuse. If that woman is faithful in praying for her children, and she's brought them to a church where the gospel has been preached, and the warnings and the beseechings of God to repent, or and the bifurcation of our destinies, heaven or hell, if that's been stated and they know it, then she has grounds to believe then that God's word will not return vain. And we never know through a life or when they're dying what's happening in the lives of our loved ones. Let me tell you this story. There was a man on the island of Lewis, a farmer, and he was riding in his horse and cart on the edge of a field which was a cliff overlooking the sea, and suddenly the cliff gave way, and he and the horse and the cart, they fell. And as he was falling through the air, he was crying to God for mercy. Between the stirrup and the ground, he mercy sought and mercy found, and he landed on a big pile of sand and seaweed, and his life was spared. And for the rest of his life, he adorned the gospel. But his point was this: if he had landed on rocks and had been killed, they wouldn't have known that while he was falling, while he was in flight, he was seeking mercy from God. And his point was, we don't know what is happening in the minds and the hearts of our loved ones on their deathbed, how they are repenting and grieving and asking God for mercy. We say there'll be many surprises in heaven, and may they be joyful surprises for us all.
Praise God. Well, we have to go to our midway break right now. This is the longer than normal break in the show because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle because the FCC requires of them to localize their programming to Lake City, Florida, so therefore they air their own public service announcements and other local things in the middle of our show while we simultaneously air our globally heard commercials. So please be patient with us during this longer than normal break. Use this time wisely. Write down as much of the information as you can for as many of our advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and successfully patronize them. And sometimes patronizing just means, why not just reach out to them if you can't use their services, buy their products, or visit their churches? Why not just reach out to them and thank them for sponsoring the show? And you'll be more likely to do that if you have their information. But also use this time to send in questions to our guest, Jeff Thomas, at chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And also, folks, I just wanted to remind you that the advertisements are absolutely necessary for this program to exist. So please listen to them, and if you're listening to the recording of the show, don't fast-forward through them, if at all possible. Please listen to them, because they have spent hard-earned money to keep this show on the air. So please try to listen to them and respond to these commercials as often as possible. And we are going to be right back after these messages, so don't go away.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Here's what Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, had to say about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio recently.
Good to be back, Chris. I always enjoy our time. You, I have to say, you're one of the better interviewers out there, and I've been doing this for more than 30 years.
Wow, that's some compliment. How much do I owe you for that?
you don't have to owe me anything. So we're in good shape.
I'm glad you said it on the air, so I don't have to brag about myself. Tell your friends and loved ones about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, airing live Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at ironsharpensironradio.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvino, founder of TheReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how He shall be worshipped and how He shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Today at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this: I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy kindness and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in his infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of his design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in his design. Thank you.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, solid-ground-books.com is a very vital sponsor of this program. We would likely not exist at all if we ceased getting financial support from this very important advertiser, solid-ground-books.com. And I know that our guest today, Jeff Thomas, greatly admires and loves Mike Gaidosh, the founder of Solid Ground Christian Books, and loves that ministry as well. Do you not, brother?
I do indeed, yes. And Michael's been to Aberystwyth with the rare American visitor, and he's preached for me in Aberystwyth here some years ago.
Oh, praise God. Well, if anybody wants to get excellent Christ-centered, biblically sound gifts for those you love, for whatever the reason, and whether your friends are saved or whether they're lost, go to solid-ground-books.com, solid-ground-books.com. Always remember to mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio whenever you make your purchase. And remember, you're not only going to be doing me a favor because you're keeping an advertiser happy, and therefore you're helping us to remain on the air, you're going to be doing yourself and anyone for whom you purchase gifts from solid-ground-books.com an enormous favor, because they carry and publish the finest in Christian literature from the past and present. So go to solid-ground-books.com as frequently as you can and purchase as generously as you can. And once again, please don't forget to mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio as your source for discovering solid-ground-books.com. We're going to return to Jeff Thomas for part two and part three of our topic today. If you just tuned us in, we are addressing today the glorious extravaganza found in the offer of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by the way, tomorrow, as I said earlier, Jeff will be joining us again. That's Tuesday, December 1st, here on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And tomorrow his topic will be growing in grace from the last words of Peter in 2 Peter. But before we return to Jeff, we just have some important announcements to make. First of all, folks, if you love this show and you do not want it to disappear, please, I'm urging you to go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you prefer snail mail, you can mail a check made out to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to the address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. You can also advertise with us. And as long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe here, you don't have to believe identically with me, but you need to be promoting something that is compatible at the very least with what I believe. then please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. And we will help you launch an ad campaign as quickly as possible. Remember, folks, when you are donating to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, please never siphon money away from your regular giving that you're accustomed to your own local church where you are a member, in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. In other words, don't punish your church financially by blessing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. And also, please don't put your family in financial jeopardy if you're already struggling to survive and make ends meet. Those two things are commands of Scripture, providing for your church and providing for your family. Providing for my radio show is obviously not a command in Scripture, but if you are financially blessed above and beyond your ability to provide for your church and your family, and you love this show, you don't want it to disappear, please help us. Please, I'm urging you. We are in urgent need of your financial help. We have been hit very hard during this coronavirus pandemic hysteria because listeners have businesses and careers that have been financially hurt, and therefore they are giving less. They're giving less often, and those who have advertised with us, some of them have had to cut back, have had to postpone advertising. So please help us if you are able to. Please, if you love this show, you want us to stick around, go to IronTripAndZionRadio.com, click support, then click to donate now. And I thank all of you who have been faithfully donating, some of you every single month, some of you for many years, and also some of you are very new donors. And I thank God for all of you, and I hope that the Lord rewards you richly for your benevolence and your compassionate hearts and your love of this show and willingness to support it. So I thank you all for doing that. And also, folks, if you are not a member of a local Bible-believing church, I may be able to help you find a church no matter where on the planet Earth you live. I have helped many people in our audience find churches that are faithful to the Scriptures in all parts of the world, and I may be able to help you too. So no matter where you live, if you don't have a church home, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. I may be able to help. And I want to thank Mary in Wisconsin for reaching out again to me, looking for a church home where she has just recently moved in Wisconsin, and I will get back to you as soon as I can with recommendations. So send that email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, if you need a church, and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address to send in a question to Jeff Thomas. And our email address again is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. We are discussing the glorious extravaganza found in the offer of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But, of course, you can send in a question about any theological issue. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com. And if you could, begin with part two of your discussion, Jeff.
Yes, I want to deal now in this description I have made of the extravaganza of what God offers to us if we become Christians. And that is that God confers upon us a complete new status. And here the great prodigality and extravagance of God is seen because, firstly, we saw God takes the sinner and God forgives him. God says he's guiltless. He has nothing at all against him. It's all been cleared away. He's been acquitted and vindicated. And you say, well, that's a great gospel. All that guilt removed, all that sin overlooked, all the awful record deleted, the slate wiped clean. That's a great gospel. But then you see what God does next. Beyond that, he takes the sinner and he adopts him into his own family. He makes us sons and daughters of the living God. The judge doesn't simply say to us, you're free to go. He says, take my name. Come into my family. feast at my table. Behold the amazing gift of love the Father has bestowed on us, the sinful sons of men, to make us sons of God. And that's what God's love has done. The God who had every right to condemn us, who has offered us forgiveness and an extravagance of grace, goes beyond that. And he makes us his own children. He gives us the right to run into his presence and call him Father and see the smiling face. He smiles forever at us. And we say, Abba, Father. The right to expect as our Father, his provision, his preservation, his protection, his pedagogy, that he'll teach us, that he'll make us heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. That he'll say to us, you have the same rights, the same entitlements, the same inheritance as my only begotten Son. That's what God does. Do you believe me? I think some of you don't believe this. You say, in the Church of God, we are all firstborn. We are the firstborn written in heaven. We have the rights of the firstborn child, the rights of primogeniture. That's what God does. He makes us his own sons and daughters, makes us members of his family. He gives us the right to everything that God has. Our inheritance is God. We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We occupy, that is, the same relation to God as Jesus himself. You see, it's an extravaganza. We are as righteous as Christ. We are God's righteousness in him. And we are now related to God in exactly the same way as Jesus. We are his sons and daughters. We are his heirs and heiresses. We are adopted in the Beloved. Now that is an extravaganza of grace. It would have been a great thing if God had said simply, acquit him, let him go. But God didn't say that alone. God said, and bring him into my home, into my family, to sit in my parlor opposite me, to come to my table and I'll feed him, to come into my bosom. I am that old father who saw his prodigal son coming over the hill and hesitating as he looked down to the little farm and thought of all the crazy, wicked things he had done and hesitates. And the father opens the farm door and hurries across the farmyard and opens the gate and starts to run, his old legs running up the hill to his son. Oh, be careful, old man. Don't fall, old man. It's awful if an old man falls. But he runs and runs up to him and wraps his arms around him and weeps over him and says, my son, I'll never let you go again. This my son was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. Give him the best clothes. Bring him into the family. Let's feast. Let's eat and drink. Let's be merry, he says. That's the extravagance of the status that God places all of us in, making us his children. That's the second great blessing. Forgiveness and now the new status of sonship.
We have a listener question. We have a Bobby in Hartsdale, New York, who says, I've loved your preaching and your writing for many years. I was wondering when you are scheduling a next trip to the United States.
Oh, how kind of you to ask that and say those nice things. I was supposed to do the Founders Conference in Mississippi next month towards the end, but I'm having difficulty now getting a visa to attend. Things are complicated. They are saying that I have to do perhaps a week or two isolation when I arrive, and then when I come back from America afterwards, because of the coronavirus, I have to do an isolation for another couple of weeks. And they've hesitated for weeks about my application for a visa. So I'm not sure. I'm in Grand Rapids. I've been invited to Grand Rapids and to Philadelphia at the Reformed Conference of Theology later on in April, and I hope by then things will be better health-wise for both our countries, and that the inoculations and injections then for the anti-coronavirus will be effective, and it'll be easier to travel from Britain to America and vice versa. So keep praying that that this will come about.
And his follow-up question is there a way of getting on an email list to be alerted as to your travels?
Well, if I have your email address, I would be very pleased to send you my my regular correspondence.
Okay, well, if anybody wants to send me your request, I can pass it on to Pastor Jeff.
That will be fine.
And we do have an anonymous listener who says, I have been battling hatred over my ex-husband for many, many years. And it is something that I know is very corrosive to my walk with Christ, but I just can't seem to get over this mountain. I have seen my children horribly affected by his wicked behavior and his wicked treatment of them. He is unrepentant and hates the Lord and seems to hate me as well. How do I get over this hatred? I do pray for him, and I do not do evil things toward him or even poison my children's minds over him. I just don't know what to do about the constant weighing down of this hatred.
Ah, what a problem. I'm so sorry to hear. Oh, dear. You know, we are involved in cases of the abuse of wives and children, and we do our best then to do what we can. No wife should be a punchbag for her husband or a child be abused. And a friend of mine, he has a teenage girl coming to his midweek meetings. She's professed faith. She seems to be a genuine Christian, but her father is abusing her, and the mother doesn't want the police involved because she doesn't want her husband to be in jail for a number of years. And what eventually happened was that the girl came to live with the preacher and his wife. And he talked to the man. Maybe your minister can talk to your husband about his spirit and his attitude and what he's done in as kindly and loving and holy a way with the authority that God has given him to help. And you, by then, you were thinking of the many ways in which we have offended God and how he still loved us and that he didn't spare his own son from the cross because he loved us to save us. And that love, so amazing, so divine, demands our souls and lives and all we have. I love your enemies. Overcome evil with good. And ask God to give you the grace to respond in that way, because only his grace can help you do that impossible thing. I think those would be my initial counsels to you with my prayers, that God will help you through this grievous trial. Don't we groan in this world when we hear of what our brothers and sisters in Christ are going through?
Amen. And by the way, if you go to the website of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, ironsharpensironradio.com, and you go to the podcast past shows section, if you type in the search engine abuse, A-B-U-S-E, you will get a number of interviews come up, the links, the audio links for the interviews on that subject. You can look up any word that is key to your own situation, forgiveness, and other similar words that may be involved in what you are dealing with, divorce, marriage, whatever the key words are, and the programs will pop up. So I hope that some of these programs can be of use to you. And we have one last question that I'll take before we go to our final break, and we have you give point number three. But we have BB in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, wants to know, what books do you recommend most highly? And if you could give just several, at least, on this issue of the offer of the gospel.
Right. The best books on living the Christian life are one by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, Studies in the Sermon on the Mount, 60 messages that make you long to live in such a beautiful, loving way. And the second book would be Holiness by J.C. Ryle. Those two books, then, are readily available in the Holiness is in a number of editions. I commend those two for all sorts of helpful exhortations and instructions. And then on this issue of the gospel, then Donald MacLeod has just written a book called Compel Them to Come In, which is the title of a sermon of Spurgeon's. The words are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a sermon of Spurgeon on the freedom of the offer of the gospel of Jesus Christ in true evangelism. And Donald has written a book which has just come out about 6 months ago. Compel Them to Come In. Christian Focus has published it. That's enough. You know, there are hundreds of books that we'll never have time to read. Great books. I spare you by giving you three.
Well, and I would also recommend, obviously, since they sponsor this program, solid-ground-books.com, yeah. solid-ground-books.com, and either do a search through their search engine or even call them and ask Mike Gadosh what he recommends. And, of course, there's another sponsor of this program that is a dealer that carries more than one publisher, and that's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, cvbbs.com, cvbbs.com, and you can look there. And always please remember to mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We're going to go to our final break. It's going to be a lot more brief than the last breaks. And we're going to have the third point addressed of our topic today by Jeff Thomas. If you have a question, please send it in soon because we're rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnson at gmail.com. ChrisArnzen at gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back right after these messages from our sponsors.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group.org/podcast.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jansen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm author Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Dan Lebenick of West Hills Baptist Church in Huntington Station, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Justin Peters of Justin Peters Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Reverend Buzz Taylor, author of God's Lawson, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Dr. William Webster, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Battleground, Washington, founder of the ministry Christian Resources. The NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Ryan Galan of Central Islip Community Church in Central Islip, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brandon Smith of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Jackson, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Mike Gallagher, financial consultant, at 717-254-6433. Again, 717-254-6433.
Faith, finances, and generosity. That's the Thrivent story.
We were made to thrive.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buda Fuoco and Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's leesdrugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program. Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen, and this is the last segment of today's interview with Jeff Thomas. And Jeff, if you could begin now with the point number three, your final point of our discussion today.
My third point is God's complete provision for us. You know the great words in Philippians 4, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. What expectation do you have of God? Sometimes so little. Competence, adequateness, sufficiency, fair rations, fair treatment, a good survival kit. But here's this remarkable man, the Apostle Paul, in a Roman prison, and he's saying that his experience of God's grace is that he meets all his needs, and he does so according to his own power and riches. You know, at a human level, a child has the right to expect that his father will support him to the degree commensurate, not according to what he wants, but according to his parents' resources. And we as God's children, we expect to be provided for according to God's own glorious riches. And even with that, Paul is not done, because he adds this, in Christ Jesus. My argument in all this is that God deals with us in this life as the cross deserves. God gives us an abundance of spiritual blessings that reflects his own estimate of the cross of his son Jesus Christ. That's one of the great lessons of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, and so I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and my cup runs over. He meets all our needs. Please, I'm saying, look around. Look at your life. Hasn't your life been full of extravagant and prodigal graces? A child of God, every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. And it's all right, you saying to me, oh, that's all right for you, Jeff Thomas, with your happy marriage and your health and your money and so on. The man who first wrote those words was in a prison cell, chained to a soldier night and day, with the threat of execution hanging over him. And yet he was saying, it's okay. God is meeting all my needs. And he does so according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And that's my testimony this afternoon to you, that God's goodness has been extravagant. It's his goodness is such as by itself. It's one of the great proofs that God exists, because he is a hearing God. He is an answering God. And the fact of his existence is vindicated in our experience of his goodness. He has overcome our pain. He's triumphed over our trials. And he's given us strength to do whatever he wills. You know, there's a great prayer in Augustine's Confessions. Lord, do what you do command, and command what you want. Give me what you require me to have, and then you can ask me whatever you like. You can ask me to carry any burden, to climb any mountain, to ford any river, to endure any hardship, but give me the strength to do that. Send me on any mission, but give me the competence to complete it. Make me an officer in the church, but give me the equipment for that task. That is what the omnipotent God gives. And I'm saying to you this afternoon, if you are somewhat in God's will and bearing some burden that God has imposed, and you're facing some trial and enduring some sorrow or pain that is rooted in the will of God, but if God wants you to endure it and bear it and do it and overcome it, then you just think of these words: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He'll give me the strength. Sometimes God's will is terrible. We've heard of a case this afternoon, haven't we? Sometimes it's terrifying. It's awe-inspiring. He makes our hair go white. Sometimes he makes me tremble, tremble, tremble. And yet God is saying, but I'll give you strength for everything. And I cry to God, give me what you command. That is the extravagance of God's salvation, an abundance of forgiveness, an abundance of status, and an abundance of powerful provision. Those are great three features of the fullness of life that is found coming to us from the living God when we turn from our sins and trust in Him.
Amen. Well, before I take any last listener questions, I'd like you to have several minutes, at least 3 minutes, uninterrupted, where you can summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today about this very important issue and about the gospel itself.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Two questions. How do I get this salvation? What price do I pay for it? We feel then there's something we've got to do, some great thing. What's our input? We've looked at what God has done in sparing not his own son. And are we expected to match that? To do something commensurate to that? So that my input matches God's input? He gave his only begotten son. Am I to match that? And then you know the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16. He gave his only begotten son. And what do I do that whoever believes, whoever puts his trust, commits himself to God, does not perish? And you know, again, it's so absurd, it's so asymmetrical that God should give his son, that's his input, and my input is my little faith, my flawed faith, my inconsistent faith. He gave his son, and I give nothing but my faith. That's what he says. Without money, without price, all the fitness he requires is to see your need of him. And then the last thing, who is this feast for? For everyone who's thirsty. You say, oh no, you've got to be a special kind of person. You've got to be a prepared person, a renewed person, an exercised person, a convicted person, a moral person. My friends, that's pride, to lay down some factors by which you think you've earned or qualified for or got to deserve this salvation. What kind of person do you need to be this afternoon to receive this abundance, this extravagance of blessings? And I say to you, just as I am. Please now, nothing, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose love can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. We go to a God who has dealt with all our spots. There's no price that we pay. We simply receive what God has given to us. This is the great blessing, then. And you are offered this salvation freely. You couldn't ever say to God, I didn't do enough. I didn't earn enough. I wasn't good enough. God said, didn't I say, without profit, freely, no price at all? This is the great grace of God in our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen, and we're out of time, brother. And tomorrow, Jeff Thomas will be back to discuss growing in grace from the last words of Peter in 2 Peter. Thank you so much, brother, and may I look forward to your interview tomorrow. I want to thank everybody who listened, and I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.
Amen. Amen.